Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:34, the Cambridge Fruit Company and the Red Hen Project are looking to feed 250 vulnerable families with a Christmas box this holiday season. Neil Badwa is the founder of the Cambridge Fruit Company and he joins us on the line now. Morning to you, Neil.
Good morning, team. How are we doing?
Good morning, good morning.
Yeah, very well. So tell us, what's in the box?
Oh, wow. So we've been putting these boxes together. I don't know if anyone remembers, we did this last year as well. In the box, there's 5 pounds of turkey from Andrews of Cambridge Butchers. There's 1/2 pound of sausage meat stuffing in there. And there's 1/2 kilo of pigs in blankets. And then there's all the roaster, there's potatoes ready for roasting, and there's broccoli and cauliflower and parsnips and all the things that you'd expect to have on a Christmas meal. And each box is enough for 6 people.
For 6 people. Great. Okay, yeah. So you have, I mean, sounds delish. You've teamed up with Red Hen Project. So how many, have you got a target that you're trying to, how does it all work, actually? Is it, if someone's listening this morning and they want to support you, let's start from there, actually. What are we doing here?
Yeah, so the Red Hen Project work with the local families, local vulnerable families, and they identify children via the primary schools here in North Cambridge who need help, basically. Mm. Last year, we targeted 100 families, and we managed to get 167. Mm. So this year, we're going to go higher, and we're going to go for 250. So what we want to do is get 250 families, a really nice Christmas meal. And then don't forget, each one feeds 6. So that's 1,500 meals. That's 1,500 meals and happy bellies and happy children. That's what we're looking for.
That's going to make a big difference to a lot of families in the city.
That's right, yeah. I don't know if you've seen any of our social media coverage that we've done. We took a screenshot of one of the conversations last year that the Red Hen Project had with one of the families.
Yeah, I saw that.
They were just expecting to have a small chicken or something, you know, something very small that they could afford. And then when they were told that they'd receive this amazing, you know, butcher's turkey and really sort of high quality fruit and veg, they were blown away.
That's it. I was having a quick look at the box yesterday, actually, and it is, you know, you've gone for good quality stuff. You know, why not? It's out there, and, you know, we, if not at Christmas, you know, when? Tell us about, you've been working, it's really during the pandemic, isn't it, that you've had relationship, we'll call it, with Red Hen Project. How did that all come about?
Oh, it was amazing. I'll be honest, we didn't do a huge amount with many charities at all prior to the pandemic. We were just plodding along doing our own thing. And then when the pandemic hit, we were getting lots of our customers saying, can you please send a fruit and veg box to a vulnerable family? And I know this will sound daft, but I don't really know any vulnerable families. Mm-hmm. So I got in touch with Alex Collis, our deputy mayor. And she's in touch with all these charities and projects that go on. And then she connected us with the Red Hen Project. And the amazing thing is I grew up in the CB4 postcode area of Cambridge. And that's where they are based. And that's specifically where they're so hyper-local, specifically where they find children. So then we had thousands of boxes donated, fresh fruit and veg. Our customers bought lots and lots of boxes, and then the Red Hen Project will come away. They'll come to us, and they'll take those boxes away and get those families fed. It's been a wonderful thing that's been happening.
I mean, this happened because of the pandemic. Originally, your business structure, it was mostly for the offices, wasn't it? It was a really great thing where the offices would say, yeah, we'll get a couple of boxes, we'll put some lovely fresh fruit in the offices for our staff to enjoy. Of course, during the pandemic, that all stopped because nobody was going into the office. So you completely pivoted and changed what your business does. We're starting to open up a little bit now. World is going back to normal a little bit now. Two questions, I guess. Have you gone back to the original business, and have the businesses been in touch to get you back to delivering the boxes to the offices? And are you going to continue along the lines of what you're doing at the moment?
Right, great questions. So the short answer is yes and yes. So what we're finding now is the offices are very slowly coming back. They're not back at full pelt, but they are slowly coming back in. And the nice thing is we're getting more inquiries from more offices that we hadn't heard of before because they've then heard of us. So we picked up lots of new customers. But as I say, the orders are smaller now because let's say there was an office with, say, 100 people in there before.
Yeah.
And now there's only sort of 30, 40 maybe, just, you know, so everyone can be separated.
Yeah.
What was the second question again?
Are you going to carry on? Because we're going back to the normal kind of world, but things have changed for you a little bit, haven't they? And is it something that you're going to... I suspect I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you.
Yeah, so we really want to build upon what we did. So we started an e-commerce shop. What I basically wanted to do is have an online shop where customers can come onto our website and see lots of things from local suppliers here in Cambridge. So that's what I really want to build upon this year. Absolutely, we're going to be going hard on that.
So have you ended up with effectively a larger business? Do you think once everything is beginning to settle down and you take your accounts into your accountant, is he going to say, well done Mr. Bradway, you've pivoted your business and then you've started the original business again and you've grown your takings?
We have a little bit. It's been up and down, but I'll be honest with you, over the last sort of 6 months or so, it's been a little bit crazy because some people have been going to their old habits, and as I say, so we've lost some customers, but then we've gained customers with the corporates coming back. So it's just been all over the place. It's been a bit crazy.
I feel like you actually have not stopped since this whole thing kicked off, and if anything, you've probably been working even harder.
Yeah, that's right. It feels like we're constantly spinning plates at the moment and we're just steering out of this pandemic. So we certainly have been very, very busy.
And do you still do the donate a fruit box to somebody less fortunate on the site? Or are you, at least for the time being, trying to fund the Christmas meal box that you're doing with Red Hen?
So yeah, we're still doing those smaller boxes. That was a £20 box that had eggs and milk and other little bits and cheese and other little bits and pieces in there. And we still do those boxes. And this Christmas box is kind of an extension of that. So we'll do that until the 10th of December. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Right.
So our target, we want to hit our 250 target by the 10th of December. Now, I know what we've got. We've been doing this for a week, and I know the number that that we've already hit in the first week. And I'm not telling you now because we're going to be revealing that on our socials later today.
So okay.
If you keep an eye out on Cambridge Fruit Company socials, we did a little video. And we'll reveal that number to our followers a little bit later.
Cool. Okay. Well, it sounds fantastic. This is the Cambridge Fruit Company working with Red Hen Project to give vulnerable families in the local area a really brilliant Christmas meal box this holiday season. We want to help you get to 250. How do we do it? Tell our listeners, if they're inspired to help out, what do they do?
So just go to cambridgefruitcompany.com and at the top you'll see our banner. Just click on that banner and just follow the link and then pop the box in your basket and go from there.
Easy peasy. Excellent stuff.
Easy peasy.
Neil Bardwell, thank you so much. We are going to be following you, particularly later this afternoon. We want to know what number you're at and perhaps we'll have a little chit chat with you in December as well, just to see how the whole thing's gone on and... just have a chat, really.
I would love that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much for the time you've given me today.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cambridge 105 Radio.